This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 117 for Tuesday, October 26th. ICE canola futures are lower on Tuesday morning following declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed that are due to profit-taking. The soon-to-expire November canola contract loses $4.40 at $9.44.40 per ton. The much more heavily traded January contract steps back $1.70 at $9.41.80 per ton. And the March contract slips $1.20 at $9.27.40 per ton. Small gains in Malaysian palm oil, along with tight canola supplies, lower than expected production this year, and concerns over dryness for next year are tempering further losses. However, neither will provide sufficient amounts to alleviate the dryness across the region. The Canadian dollar is up with the loonie at 80.9 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 80.78. In the monthly crush report from Stats Canada, more than 778,000 tons of canola were processed in September, down slightly from a year ago. The soybean crush amounted to just over 134,000 tons, also down a pinch from last September. Stats Canada also reports major grain deliveries in September totaled just over 7 million tons, down 9.7% from a year ago. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of soybeans. One is for 199,000 tons to China, and the other is for nearly 126,000 tons to Mexico. In the weekly crop progress report, the USDA says the corn harvest, as of October 24th, was 66% complete, and the soybean harvest was 73% finished. Both are being slowed by moderate to heavy rains across the Midwest. The department reports the planting of winter wheat is at 80% seeded, with 55% emerged. In its first crop rating, U.S. winter wheat is 46% good to excellent condition. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The November contract loses 2 cents at $12.35 per bushel. December soy oil gives up about 0.6 of a cent at 62.53 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $2.20 at $325 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Tuesday morning, with the December contract down 1.5 cents at $5.37 per bushel. Chicago oats are down as well, with the December contract losing 4 cents at $6.88. Wheat futures are keeping with the losing trend on Tuesday morning. Chicago December is down 8 cents at $7.51.5. Kansas City December retreats 5.5 cents at $7.72. And Minneapolis December falls 5 cents at $10.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.